Christ is risen.
Indeed.
Last week we read first verses from the first chapter of Gospel of St. John. And today we read verses from the closing of that Gospel. We make this really huge jump in readings within 1 week. And we can ask, why is that? Not only because to be a reminder of the event which happened on the 8th day after the resurrection, but it is somehow deeper meaning in this. Look, what was stressed in our today's gospel was that we should have belief. That we should believe in Christ who died and was raised from death because of us. We should have living faith. This is something what church calls us today. And we see how Christ saw it as very important, because he came to help Thomas to come to faith. And he did it because of us, to show us how faith is important. But you can tell me, well, probably this gospel should be read outside of the church, because we all who are here, we do have faith. We believe in Christ. This is the reason why we came. But the truth is that we have to examine our faith again and again. Because faith is not something but some kind of product of my decision many years ago, as decision as a child or adult. Faith is happening now. Faith is not something but we keep like some kind of property we buy and we are owners. Faith is happening now, in our heart. It's born again, again. During day we can act as believers 1,000 times. And during the day we can act as those who do not believe in Christ 1,000 times. Faith is that power of our heart which makes or direct way how we act, how we think, how we talk. Faith is something we have to fight again, again, every day. And we have to every day ask for this gift of faith. Because if we don't do this, we will come to some kind of satisfaction that, yes, I do believe in Christ. But this kind of faith, if it is not visible in our actions, in our life, is that faith. Faith which doesn't give us eternal life, Christ who wants to give us. And there is no other way to salvation. The salvation is through Christ and through believe that he is God. And through doing his will, this is a gate. He said about himself that I am the gate. Through me, you reach salvation. So in his name, we have a new life, is heard in today's gospel. And this is why he came to Thomas, because he wanted him to have this living faith, which causes this person starts to live for him and is striving whole life to not to miss that gate, which is Christ. And we have to realize that this our living faith is really in danger in present time. Not because of many times bad formation we got in spiritual life. It's not only because of influence of the world, not because of secularism, but sometimes because of not enough love in our hearts. And we have to make test what is going on in our heart. And we have to ask what happened last year, 2 years. Do I growing in my faith? Is my faith changing my life? And if we come to and we recall that, okay, in 2016, the great fast was great for me because my eyes were open for so many good things God teaches, taught me. And 2017, I was fighting this my passion, and I succeeded, thanks God. But the last month, I had difficulties with some kind of temptation, but with help of God, I defeated it. If we have these memories about fights, about this won battles and lost battles, so then it means that something going on in our faith. But if I don't have these memories, it might mean that I even don't try to follow Christ. That I don't try to listen what he tries to tell me. And this can happen because we cannot forget that our nature is corrupted and has inclination to go away from Christ, away from living faith. That our corrupted nature wants these worldly pleasures and forgets many times about heaven and eternal life. It's concentrated more on this world than on future world. This is natural inclination of our heart, which is corrupted by sin. So this is why we need to force our through our will to follow Christ's commandments, what he tells us, and to try to force ourselves to follow what he says. But many times we say, and this temptation which comes from an evil one, that, well, it's impossible to live that, what Christ says. We say, it might be able people like 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years ago, they were able to live that, but we are living in different world. We are not able to do this. But Christ didn't give any dispensation for people in 21st century. The world are the same. But well, if we say this, that well, it's impossible to live Christ's words, we somehow put satisfaction to our heart. We justify sometimes our unwillingness to really live our faith in a radical way. We really, at that moment, we try to play a drama, some kind of play in front of God's eyes, pretending that we are fully yours, O Lord, but we are doing what we can, what we want, because what your instruction, your screenplay for our life. It's not for this time. And this justification of our action comes to our heart, and we are satisfied. And even we don't feel guilt because we told ourselves that it is impossible. And this is how our faith becomes dead. How our faith becomes dead, and even if we make miracles, we can hear in future words of Christ, I don't know you. I don't know you. This is in gospel. Read that. So what can we do? What can we do to obtain faith, living faith, when we see that this is really difficult to live in this world, the gospel teaching? What can we do? First thing what we can do and what we must do is to remove spirit of resistance from our hearts. Spirit of the resistance, which says, this you cannot do. It's impossible for you to do this. This spirit of resistance comes from evil one. Instead of that, we have to become humble and to say, oh Lord, this is your word. I am so sinful and weak. I cannot do it today. I don't have power to do this. But I am putting this your order, this your command to my heart as a seed. And please, water it with your grace. Let this seed to grow in my heart. May I am able to do it a little bit tomorrow. Maybe a little bit next year. But don't let me make this effort by myself. I need your help. Because I want to fulfill your word. Nobody wants us, even God doesn't want us to become like instantly saint. But he invites us to have faith, to try what we can. And if we cannot today, just don't put aside, don't put resistance to your heart. But to start by God for the grace to be able to do it tomorrow, to fulfill this commandment next day. If I am not able to love him so much that I can give whole my life to him, so let's try just to have goodwill and ask him for this gift. If I cannot love my neighbor today, let's ask him for grace. May I am able to love a little bit more my neighbor tomorrow. If it seems to me impossible to fulfill what God tells us through gospel and through teaching of the church, so I say, let's beg. Lord, I'm broken. I don't have. Please help. And this is the way towards salvation. This is the way how to keep our faith alive. This is the way how God comes to us and he strengthens our faith the same way as it did to Thomas. Because he wants our salvation. Because he paid great price for that. He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to bring to that gate which leads to heaven. Let's fight for a living faith. Let's fight for our faith every day, every hour. Because today, look, today it might be your last day on this earth. If not today, it can be tomorrow. So temporally is life in this earth. And if we lose Christ, if we miss Christ, we can lose everything. Fight for your faith. Amen.